No, actually, he nailed it. Half the stadium was red. I said it was half 49ers fans.
That's bad. How does that happen?
Because people sell their tickets. I mean, tickets are really expensive at that place.
I know, but it's just, that's like one of the biggest games of the year. How do you sell your tickets for that?
Yeah, I was, here's what I would say about it. It was a great environment for a football game.
Yeah.
It was, it almost felt like a college football game.
Did anyone in your section sell their tickets?
You know,
were there Niners fans there?
Yeah, so there were two guys who were, what do you call it when they're seat jumpers?
Okay.
So there were two Niners fans who weren't in the seats next to us that happened to be open. Two Niners fans were seat jumpers. They came down and sat in the seats right next to us. And I have never seen two guys drink more beer than these two guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they would go to the concessions. They would come back with like five beers at a time. I'm like, are you guys really putting this all away? I was crazy. And they were not. They weren't unruly. They weren't mean. They weren't any of those things. They were very polite. We were standing on third down. They were cheering for their team.
Okay.
But I've just never seen people drink that much beer.
I think it's a tolerance thing. You have to train for that.
Yeah, man. One drink and I'm done. Like for a while there.
I've seen it.
We would have a shot, a double shot of tequila when we walked into the stadium. A double shot of tequila before the game for good luck. I was hammered.
I'm sure.
I have no tolerance for alcohol.
Was that before or after your hot dog?
Before.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah, before.
Yeah. You got to do the hot dog first, then the shot.
Because I'm a lightweight with booze, but I'll tell you what, I'll smoke you under the table.
Yes, I believe both. I have seen both. I mean, I went out drinking with you one night. We were at the hotel bar in Bristol. You remember?
That's right.
Oh, my God. I mean, I was like, Mace, you all right over there?
Yeah, one big margarita, and I was gone to the hills.
Was it even a margarita?
I think it was a margarita.
Some kind of, like, double tree hotel
Some kind of
bar.
Gigantic. It was a gigantic drink,
something.
In all fairness.
I don't know.
But I can handle my cannabis, I'll tell you that much.
That's a tolerance thing, too, though.
Sure it
is.
I've
been training for years.
I have been. I work at that. All right, let's, again, it's Taco Tuesday. I'm sending a taco dinner, compliments of me, to the best call of the day. I've got a few of them listed already. Let's go to Kenny in Palmdale. Kenny, what's going on, man?
Hey, Mace. What's up?
Yo, what's up with you, Kenny?
Well, I'll tell you what, I might not win the caller of the day. I was going to say, you know, Travis and Sliwa might be taking you on the ranks on the radio because they talk more Laker talk than you, Mason. We need more Laker talk on the radio, please.
Well, so, we're in a very football mode. The Lakers aren't playing today. So,
okay,
but I think when John Ireland, the play-by-play man of the Los Angeles Lakers, is here, we're pretty covered on Lakers.
No, okay, during baseball, you talk all.
I think he's going to say talk all Dodgers.
All time, you talk all Rams and stuff. You need to talk more Lakers in the station. Even if it's bad talk, because the Lakers suck right now, we still want to hear about the Lakers.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Kenny. You're not the huge call of the day. You know, everybody hears what they want to hear. And by the way, this goes to more sports, more interviews guy. Look, the show is, I mean, I'm going to use an expression. The show is what it is. We've been doing it for a long time. We have fun. We goof around. We try to balance. I mean, obviously, the show really is about the Lakers, the Dodgers, and the Rams. More than anything else, Lakers, Dodgers, and Rams.
Yeah.
So if you want Lakers, Dodgers, and Rams, this is a good place to be. During baseball season, we do a lot of Dodgers. During football season, we do a lot of Rams. During the NBA, we do a lot of NBA. Like, for example, after football season, it'll be NBA all the way through the playoffs.
And I think that it probably skews 70%, 75% Lakers. I would say 15 and 10. Dodgers 15, Rams 10.
Yeah, I mean, people hear what they want to hear. And a lot of people, oh, you screw around too much. You know what? I'm just going to tell you. If you don't like screwing around and goofing around and having fun, we are not your guys. Because that's what we do. We'll do your sports, but we're going to goof around and we're going to, I almost said F around. That's what we do.
Caught yourself.
Exactly. That's what we do. So, yeah, and look, we happen to be in a big football week because the Rams are alive in the playoffs. Once the NFL
Rams
is
and
over,
the Raiders. Rams
yeah,
and
Rams. And Rams. Yeah. But once football's over, we go into all Lakers mode all the way through the playoffs, and assuming we make the playoffs, do you think we'll make the playoffs, Momo?
Yes.
I do, too. Do you think we'll be in a play-in game?
Yes.
Me, too.
I think they're sitting right at that number 7 spot.
So, look, we work at ESPN, and the first letter in ESPN is entertainment.
Entertainment. Thank you.
So we are going to be an entertainment-type show because that's what we like to do. And when we're having fun, that means the audience is having fun. That's why we shave off your eyebrow because
correct.
That is way more fun than talking
it's
about
still
the
funny.
Exact
I've
same
seen it
thing
so many times.
Every
it's still
single
funny.
Time.
Hey,
that's
Mace,
great.
Will you accept a huge call via Instagram direct message?
Sure.
Okay.
It's not a call nope. by definition, but okay.
Okay. So this guy says, hey, Momo, tell Mace it's my birthday and I'll take a taco dinner from him. And I said, what's your name? He said, Victor Gutierrez. I always listen to the show while I'm at work and I love it when you're on. I said, I didn't know what to ask him next. So I said, what's your favorite number? That's a pretty good next question, right? And he said,
no.
24, hashtag Mamba forever.
Oh, said, nice.
Yeah. I said, anything else I should tell him? He said, just that I really enjoy listening to him on the radio and that he is honest about all his teams doing bad or good. He will say how he feels, unlike someone else there. Cough, cough, John Ireland, cough, cough, LOL. And the one brown man is a great bit, and things like that make the show even better. Also, I can send proof it's really my birthday today, LOL. He says he's 35.
Well, he's a good guy.
And he says, I would love a taco dinner from Mace, but if he chooses one of the callers, a birthday shout-out from you guys would definitely make my day.
Birthday shout-out to Victor Gutierrez.
There you go.
Let's go to Jim in Chino Hills. Jim, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. I know you like McVay. And
I do. I love McVay.
Soft. Okay. You guys got to stop being soft on him. I love him, too. But I'm telling you right now, this guy blew that game big time. And you know what? Everybody says Shanahan has his number. No, Shanahan knows what McVay's going to do before McVay does it. When he had fourth down at the end of the game in 18, everybody's going, why aren't they going for it? Why are they punting it? Because Shanahan knew if I punt it, McVay's going to run three dumb plays up the middle and give us the ball back. And that's exactly what he did. And in the third quarter, in the second quarter, you're going into halftime. This changed the game. You're going into halftime with a 17-point lead. Third down and one, and you have no running back going up the middle. The defense says, hey, we don't have to worry about the run. Just stop the pass.
Okay, so let me just say, and Jim, I think both your points are valid. I've made both of those points. I mean, I am 100% on you. And tomorrow or Thursday when we get McVay, I'm going to ask him specifically about those decisions and what he was thinking. But I agree with you entirely at the end of the first half, third and one, why do you not run the football at that point? Why do you throw the ball and then give the ball to San Francisco, allows them to get the field goal, and allows them to build some momentum? At the end of regulation, why do you run the ball three times and not really generate any offense when one first down can win the game? I am with you entirely, Jim, and I will ask specifically those questions to Sean McVay when he comes on. Because he's not without blame for this.
Okay, one good thing that came of it, though, if you look at yesterday's Charger game, and the way that Staley played, and the calls he made was kind of like what McVay was doing. So one good thing came about this. Maybe these other teams will stop taking our coaches now.
Yeah, you know what's sad? Kevin O'Connell, I don't know if it's sad. Good for Kevin. Our offensive coordinator just interviewed for the Denver job. They're going to take another offensive coordinator from us.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is, too, is everybody said Stafford is the best deep thrower. He has underthrown every single deep throw.
That was killing me. I was like, throw it for – like, it's Odell. He's fast. Throw it farther. Everything was underthrown.
My son made a good point. You know what it is? It's not that he can't reach him. He's waiting too long. He needs to throw it sooner.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with you because Odell Beckham Jr. was open at the end of the game. At the end of the game. But hey, Jim, good call, man. Good call. Passionate call. I like that. Jim in Chino Hills, thanks for calling.
All right.
Yeah, those 2 points. Bergman, I'll ask about those two decisions.
Will you?
Hell yes.
How are you going to ask?
Good. Yeah, exactly. That's what I want to know.
Well, is it soft if I just say, what was the thinking when you didn't run the ball on 3rd and 1 at the end of the first half? What was the thinking when you ran the ball 3 times at the end of regulation? I mean, those are going to be my questions.
Yeah, it's the way you frame the question. Because if you frame it without any negativity, he can just say, well, here's the thinking.
But by the way, he's good at that. I mean, what was the thinking is my way to ask that. I'm going to ask it.
Do you regret, did it backfire on you at all that you didn't run the ball on 3rd down there and they got the ball back and got that field goal? Looking back
at
the game.
Did it backfire?
Looking back on the game, do you feel like it was the wrong choice? See, that's another way to ask it.
Yeah, looking back at the game is good.
Yeah. Now that you've had time to watch the film.
Looking at the film.
Yeah.
So, Berg, I'll ask about those things. Jim and Chino Hills is right.
I just looked over and Laura's there.
Hey,
yeah,
Laura
stepped in.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you know what it's time for? Oh, we can't do it right now.
Coming up next.
Yes.
It's what else you need to know.
Did you save the good ones for us, or are you saving the good ones for the show you're normally on?
No, I think I do good ones here, so I'm good, yeah.
Okay, right, good. So Laura and Taylor are filling in for Jorge, who sadly has COVID. He's like, I'm last man standing. I'm the only guy on the show that hasn't had COVID.
Me, I haven't had COVID.
Momo hasn't had COVID.
I run away from COVID. I wear like 3 masks.
You know, I did not take my mask off to eat or drink at the Rams.
Good, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not super worried if I get it, but I just would rather not.
Yeah, just wait till the surge is over. If you're gonna, you don't want to get it while everybody else has it.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you is Laura, and what else you need to know. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, it's funny, the guy, I forget his name now, was a Ken, I think, called and said, hey, we're not talking enough Lakers. It's like, you're on the phone, dude, you're on the air. Let's talk some Lakers.
What do you want to know about the Lakers?
Instead of just complaining.
Russell Westbrook has a cold. That sounds like the beginning
of it. Does he have a cold?
Yeah, he's a cold. It's not COVID, and he tested negative for COVID at least. So he's
I watched that Memphis game the other night. I'll tell you what, here's what I took away from it.
Yep.
It's LeBron against the world, and we old, they young.
Yeah, that's good.
Memphis is going to be a power in this league for a while.
They're deep and they're good. They don't even have Dylan Brooks right now. He got hurt.
And John Morant is just stupidly good.
Oh.
Stupidly good.
He can jump so high.
He actually had to. Well, we saw the block, right? The block is crazy. We talked about that yesterday. The two-handed block on, I think it was Avery Bradley. But on top of that, on one of his dunks, he actually had to lower his head so he didn't hit the rim. And to, like, duck under the rim because otherwise he was going to be face into it. He's ridiculous.
I mean, Laura's mad because she went to the Memphis Clippers game and Ja sat out with a bruised calf.
So mad.
He was saving up for the Laker game.
The only reason I literally took those tickets when they're like, oh, Clippers, right? And I was like, ooh, Ja, I'm in. Yeah. Like, I'm in. And then it was like a game time thing, and we show up, and he's sitting chilling, and I'm like, all right, we're getting drunk. It's my day off. That's what we're doing. I was like, that's literally what we did.
That's some good decision making right there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we did.
One little correction here. Broncos have requested to interview Kevin O'Connell, but can't interview him until the Rams are done. Our offensive coordinator. Everybody wants – if you have lunch with Sean McVay, somebody will hire as a head coach. And for good reason. Look what Zach Taylor has done in Cincinnati. Look what Matt LaFleur has done in Green Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, the secret sauce
Brandon Staley is a really good coach. Except
Brandon Staley is really good.
He's really good.
When he's not calling timeouts.
Yeah, or going for it on fourth and goal.
Or going for it on 4th and 2 on your own 18.
Mm-hmm.
You think Raheem Morris gets a look?
I don't think so, especially not after the way the defense played this week.
Right. I mean, that's a McVay guy now.
Yeah,
kind of.
I mean, he
kind
could
of
get a
I mean, he had lunch with him.
He did it. He's had several lunches. They've shared a They've shared some chunky soup together. So it is time for, if you listen to the afternoon show, and frankly, who doesn't? The Sedano and Cap show. I love that show. Particularly love the weirdness of Scott Kaplan. I appreciate it. I understand it, and I empathize with it, and I'm right there with him. But Laura every day, who's now taken over the controls of the show, does a feature called What You Need to Know. And what time do you do What You Need to Know?
4:55 and 5:55.
Okay. So today, because Laura's filling in, and as long as she's filling on the show, we're going to do What Else You Need to Know. Laura, what else do we need to know?
Okay, so today I went apartment hunting, okay? Yeah. I told you guys I'm trying to move out. I'm trying to be grown up. I think it's time to leave the nest. I'm 33.
Yep.
And I decided to tweet something. I said, apartment hunting in LA is no joke. It has you thinking you need a sugar daddy. The amount of replies that I got were crazy. So I'm like, okay, I know this is not really what you guys need to know, but I needed advice. Should I delete the tweet because of all the replies that I've gotten?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking at it. You have gotten a lot of replies.
Let me see the
original. And they're all like DM me. Like,
oh, they're DMing you.
Yeah. No. I have my DMs closed. I would never. But I'm saying they're saying, yo, like, DM me, I got you. But I'm like, no, that's not what I meant. Like, it was just me venting.
Is this because you said sugar daddy?
Yes. That was the trigger.
Sugar daddy?
Yes.
Triggered all of these people?
Yes.
That's amazing. So which one are you going to choose?
None. I'm like, it was crazy because I literally walked out of the last apartment.
Oh, my favorite is from Sugar Mommy.
Yeah, even girls, yes. Like, I walked out of the last apartment.
And Sugar Daddy wrote you back, DM me, baby.
DM. Everybody's writing back, DM. I'll be your sugar daddy. Well, is that something that you are interested in?
No.
Or are you interested in a sugar daddy?
No, I'm really not. It's just I was venting. I was genuinely venting.
These are some classic replies.
You know what I mean? I was venting and
hello,
saying,
hello, beautiful.
Like,
come stay in Anaheim. I've got apartments for you.
Hey, love, I'm literally looking for a sugar baby. Send a DM if you want to be mine.
Yeah, I think you kind of invited this with this tweet.
I wasn't trying to, though. I was literally venting. I walked out of the last apartment, and I'm like, I'm never moving out. Like, I'm never moving. I cannot afford to move out. Like, I'm never moving out.
This town
and I was venting.
So expensive. Oh,
this it
town
really
is.
Is
so expensive.
Like, God. You know, I had a...
I feel for you.
I feel bad for you. Like, we had our starter house. I remember when we first got it, it was definitely a starter house. It was like 1,200 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
It had no central air. The windows were painted shut. Like, you could open the windows.
But it was your house,
but
right?
It was my house, and I was like so excited about it. And I literally cashed out every cent I had and had to borrow some extra money to like put some central air in. It's Chatsworth. We need some air conditioning.
Oh,
I can't live
yeah.
like that. And I got it, and we stayed in it for a while, and we kept refinancing, right? It got to the point where, like, our mortgage in that little itty-bitty house was less than what the rent was for the house across the street.
Yeah,
it's totally true.
That's terrible.
But see, I'm renting. So for a one-bedroom, like, across from
what's
LA
it, like,
Live.
$2,500? What's
it like
now? Like
$2,700.
You were looking for... downtown?
Well, I'm looking downtown because I was like, you know, I want to be around work here. Yeah. And then I work in Marina. So it's just the drive when I work in Marina to get home. It's sometimes 2 hours.
Yeah. It's too much.
It's
what kind of
time.
Neighborhood person are you? Like, what is your, what's your, because every
like
LA
West Adams can be nice.
Sort
that's like in between.
Vibe.
Yeah.
In a way.
That's true. Like, I guess I wanted the convenience of like being in downtown and I'm like, I'll pay for it. But then I'm like, holy crap. Is a shoebox also for a one bedroom that doesn't
that's
even
like Manhattan. That's where you got to get a roommate. And then
a
roommate's a whole
seems
thing.
Seems like a roommate is probably the way to go.
So
you don't
I've,
want a roommate. You don't want a roommate.
I've
don't
been,
get a roommate.
Hold on. So this is a whole thing. He's swung out. So
I'm still looking at the mentions.
I have a few options
Sugar
of roommates. I have a few options for roommates, but one of them is 11-11, and I don't think that's a good idea. The second one is
11-11. I thought you were done with 11-11.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. I'll teach. I'll let you know on the break, Mama. And then the other one is this guy that I met in DC.
What's 11-11?
Yeah, you can explain it.
Is this an astrology thing?
It was supposed to be, but it was.
It was a friend.
No, okay. I'm gonna explain it really, really quick. Okay, so I met this guy. I was dating someone. Him and I had issues, and I met this other guy, and we were hanging out as friends, not friends, friends. And I have a big thing with like astrology. Momo just said it. Like, is it astrology thing? 11-11, they always say make a wish. So I'm hanging out with this guy. I'm like, yo, it's 11-11, make a wish. And he goes in for the kiss. And I go, whoa, like, what are you doing? That was not a sign. He's like, oh, I thought that was your way of saying
like
what's up.
Cute, it sounds like a cue when you said 11-11.
It wasn't, though.
Of synchronicity.
I mean, we ended up kissing afterwards, but it wasn't like a cue.
Hold on, Mace, Momo, they were on, I remember, we talked about this on Don and Cat. You guys were on the couch together alone.
Yes, but I was on one side of the couch.
That's like a line from a movie. That's like my best friend's
side of one side of the couch. I was on the other side of the couch, and he kept kind of like scooting in.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, but as he would scoot in, I would scoot out the other way.
So he wasn't reading the signs.
No.
He didn't get it.
The 11-11 was a sign.
No, it was not a sign, bruh. It was not a sign. And he hates that I tell this story because he listens. He's like, you make me look like a chump. And I'm like, we still kissed. I mean, we still kissed anyways. It wasn't that day, you know, but like.
So the roommate thing is out for you.
Yeah. And because I don't think I could have a girl roommate. They're too needy. And then with guys, it could just get complicated.
That's true.
Yeah.
It does get complicated. And like living with somebody is really different than being friends with somebody.
Yeah.
It's not always good.
But I don't think I could have a sugar daddy either. So I don't know what to do.
Look at these mentions. I mean.
Yeah, your mentions. So your original question
DM
is
me, baby.
You
no scam,
the tweet?
No fees.
Yes. So when I sent it, because I did forgot that Ireland wasn't in, so I sent it to Mason, Greg, and Ireland, and I also sent it to our show. And the first thing Lindsay said was delete that because it's about to get crazy.
Lindsay's your friend. She caught that fast.
She was like, delete it. She's like, delete that. And I was like, I didn't even look at the mentions because I've been dealing with IT in the back, you know, in the back end. Yeah. That's why I jumped on a little late. And I look and I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
It's still going.
I mean, I would let it roll. I don't ever delete tweets because they're out there no matter what.
Yeah.
You can't actually get rid of it altogether everywhere. So it's going to float around.
You know what I think, Laura? Mm-hmm. I think this is your first experience being a public persona on Twitter.
Yeah.
No, I don't. That's weird
to
me.
You got over 2,000 followers now, almost 2,200 followers.
You're a public figure.
Yeah, you're a public figure.
Oh, that's nothing.
Like if I tweeted that, oh my God.
Well, yeah, but you're Ramona Shelburne.
No, can you imagine? I would like make, like there would be headlines and I would
look.
It would look really embarrassing for my career. It would be very bad for me. Like the mentions alone.
And that's the thing. That's what they were saying. Like you should delete it.
But this is a compliment for you. This means you have enough followers that a tweet like that wasn't just some harmless.
I say let it roll.
Yeah, that's a good compliment for you. You got some clout now.
Yeah. Let it roll, Lara.
See what kind of offers you get. You never know.
Oh, my God. We're letting it roll. All right, guys.
All right. Coming up next, Momo, I got questions. Oh, we have time for maybe one more call. We're doing huge call of the day. Somebody, by the way.
What if I retweet her?
Somebody, by the way, tweeted, huge call of the day was started by Jim Rome in the 90s. That is the gag. That is the gag. We're doing the old Jim Rome bit and pretending like.
Well, but if you're going to do the Rome bit, then you have to do you have to call them clones, right? You got to.
Oh, yeah. We got clones.
Yeah,
Rome is a great guy. I love
him. Come and fight. Rome is so good at what he does, by the way. I've done his show a couple times. And every time I'm like, man, I just got hyped for that.
Yeah.
Like, that call's phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
We got time for one more call. 877-710-ESPN. Huge call of the day. Gets a complete taco dinner sent to you by me personally. Plus, I've got questions about two TV shows. One I know you love and one I know you don't watch.
All right.
Coming up next, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Okay, so Momo's in for John today. Momo, I'm assuming you've already watched Cobra Kai?
I have not finished it. I've only watched the first three episodes.
Oh, it is so good.
You know, it's one of those things, like I told you, we watch it together, and my husband goes to sleep early, so we watch like 1 week at a time. It's weird. It's like watching old TV, you know?
It turns out one episode at a time. I won't spoil that show.
Yeah, don't spoil it. It's really good. It's so good. They totally understand how to do all the 80s campy references. Yep. Like, I mean, I just watched
Terry Silver brought the other guy back.
Well, even the first episode I was watching where, like, you know, Daniel and Johnny get together and he's having like a meeting of the minds and Johnny's like, doesn't have any food in the refrigerator. He goes, do you want some ham? And he takes out that
He takes out that ham, yeah.
It was so good. I'm like, God.
Johnny's the best.
So good.
Like, if I was going to be friends with somebody on that show, yeah, I'd be friends with Johnny.
Definitely.
I think Daniel is too do-gooder.
Yeah, he's a little uptight. Yeah.
Yeah, he's very uptight.
Yeah.
Johnny's just like, hey, here's the ham.
Don't tell me to breathe.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not painting your damn fence.
Yeah, I know.
Wax your
Johnny's that friend that's going to just get you into trouble, though. He's going to get you fighting with people at bars and get hammered.
Or the bowling alley, right?
It's going to be a whole big thing always, every time.
He's got some edge.
Out.
You know how everybody likes edgy? He's edgy. Yeah.
Johnny's the guy you want to have a beer with.
Yep.
And Daniel's the guy I want to go over to his house for a dinner party.
Yeah, he has dinner parties.
Fair.
And Johnny goes and gets a beer. And
I mean, how
by the way,
that
and then Sensei, what am I thinking? The Martin Cove guy. Who's that?
Oh, God, he's so good.
Sensei.
John Cleese.
Yeah. He is the guy who will just kick your ass.
Yeah, totally. That's who you call.
Martin Cove's going to be in my podcast.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good get. Have you ever gotten Johnny, though, Billy Zabka?
Never gotten Johnny.
Dang. He's hard
We've
to
tried.
Get.
Never gotten him. Let me grab a quick phone call. It's we invented this brand new thing that's never been done before called Huge Call of the Day. And since it's Taco Tuesday, I'm going to send a complete taco dinner to somebody. Let's go to Jason in La Puente. Jason, you're on 710. What's up, man?
So I love it when you guys talk Cobra Kai because Mace, you would definitely be Miyagi-Do, and you are definitely Dimitri. You just screamed Dimitri from Miyagi-Do.
Is offensive. I am not Dimitri from Miyagi-Do.
Come on, mate. You are.
Yeah, you
I am,
are. That's
I am
a
not
great
Dimitri
call.
From Miyagi-Do. I am way more. I am way more Hawk.
Okay, you can be Hawk. You can be Hawk. No spoilers. You can be Hawk. But I think it was Bergman who asked this awesome question. If you can have your cast for the Last Manning cast, who would you do? I got three. Yeah. It's actually four, but it's three guests. Number one, The Rock, the most electrifying man in all of entertainment. Yeah. You got to have The Rock, man.
The Rock would be
he would
great.
Kill it.
Yeah.
Another one would be Drake because he's the one. He'd get all the girls to watch. But two, there's also the Drake curse. So we can kind of go off that. You know, he just
doubled
like
down
a line
on the
Alabama.
Curse.
Yeah. So it's another curse. And then number three, who should be one and two is, God willing, if the Raiders win, Raiders, we got to have Ice Cube and his baby boy,
ooh,
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Oh, good, man.
Together,
this guy might win, you know, the call of the day. This guy might
Cube
be the taco
and
dinner.
Shea is a great combo.
Yes, this is
especially
good.
During the Raiders play, you know, and then Daddy's team, hopefully they win, and he's now a Jedi. I think that will push O'Shea into even bigger stardom.
All right. Hey, cool. Good call, Jason. Go ahead and get Jason's phone number there, Laura.
Not phone number, address. Address and phone number.
No, phone number is the important thing.
But you got to
so
if you're going to
get the address.
Okay, you're going to call him off air.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll call him. I'll call these people directly. So I've got five candidates for a huge call of the day. We'll make the announcement at the end of the show. So the other show that everybody is watching, you know what the single most watched TV show of 2021 was?
No.
More people watch this show than any other show.
In aggregate?
Squid Game?
No.
That's true. Like, are you talking about in aggregate, like all episodes?
No, they're streaming and all that stuff. It's on Peacock. I'll give you a hint. It's on Peacock.
It's on Peacock.
Saved by the Bell?
Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Ah.
And
really?
So have you watched Yellowstone?
No, I think it comes on after something I watch. So I always maybe after ER. Is that what it comes on?
Well, no, it streams. It's you
really?
Get it on demand on Peacock.
I don't know. I've seen little clips and it looks weird.
Well, it's a Western.
Yeah, I know.
It's Kevin Costner plays mm-hmm. John Dutton. I started it. It's an hour and a half pilot, so I'm treating it like two episodes. So I'm going to go watch the second half of the pilot. But I swear, people just swear by this show.
Wow.
And they say it gets great. Like season four, they just finished, and they said season four is unbelievable. It's like the best thing Kevin Costner's ever done. I've never been a big Westerns guy, but I'm going to give this a shot because we have an expression around here about the zeitgeist. What's the word zeitgeist mean?
It means it's in the popular dialogue, like
trending
on Twitter. Like
what this show is in the zeitgeist right now.
Yeah.
A particular period of history where everybody seems to be it's kind of like the new Succession.
Really?
And that's what people say is it's like Succession.
There's no way it's as good as Succession.
It's like Succession in Montana.
You know who loves this show?
Who?
Amanda, Amanda loves it. Told me to watch it. I tried to watch it. I got through like 5 minutes and it was too heavy too soon and I just couldn't get through it. But I will eventually. But she loves it. Swears by it.
Huh. Yeah. Get Boss Amanda on the show tomorrow. I want to hear her take on Yellowstone.
Okay.
Plus, we got a big show meeting coming up. You know how much I love show meetings.
Oh, I know you love those.
Are you going to walk out of this one again?
I may walk out.
How often does that happen?
It happened once.
One time. We were having a Zoom show meeting.
Yeah.
And I forget what was the conversation was, but I just slammed my computer shut. I'm like, that's it.
Who was the PD at the time?
Didn't say goodbye.
Boss Amanda.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Boss Amanda.
Huh.
It's the equivalent of walking out in the Zoom era. I just closed my laptop.
Yeah.
And then John sat there with us for another like 10 minutes just talking about stuff. Yeah, John hung out.
Talking mostly probably about me storming out.
We're like, oh, okay, Mace left. All right, so let's keep talking about the show a little bit.
So we got a show meeting coming up. I hate those things. All right, coming up next for you, Game of Games. It is my game today. And as I always say, what game do I like more than any other, Greg Bergman?
Jeopardy.
Yeah. I wrote a great Jeopardy round for Momo, for Laura, and for Greg Bergman. It is the month of December, or it's the month of January, and so far Ireland has a lead. He's won four times. Michael Thompson won once. I've won once. So one of you guys can get on the board coming up next. Plus, we will name the huge call of the day. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It's Game of Games so far in 2022 in the month of January. Ireland has won four times. I've won once. Michael Thompson has won once. That means that we've got a chance now for Momo or Bergman or Laura to get in the board. And by the way, Laura, you're going to be here a lot, so you get a chance to score here.
I didn't do bad yesterday.
No, you were totally credible.
Yeah.
Now, this is a game of Jeopardy. Your name is your buzzer. It's a variety of categories. And you must answer in the form of a question. If you don't answer in the form of a question, you will get buzzed. Okay?
Okay.
Like I am every night.
Yeah.
Momo, Bergman, and Laura.
All right, I got to stand up.
Here we go. Momo, stand up. Get in the right posture.
Fine. I'll stand up too, Momo.
You stand
up
too.
Let's do this. Yeah.
I ain't standing up.
Laura's not standing up. She's tired.
Here we go. Number one. At this local Los Angeles landmark, you can find gigantic fake prehistoric elephants.
Greg. What are the La Brea Tar Pits?
Absolutely.
Damn.
Great big prehistoric fake elephants with very long tusks. You are right. Number two, it's what a player feels when he needs to make a game-winning shot.
Momo. What is pressure?
Yes.
Oh,
I was going to say.
All right.
Or the hit song performed by David Bowie with
Queen.
Oh,
nice. Okay.
Momo won. Bergman won. Laura, you have to score. Number three. These are the two former Kentucky Wildcats currently on the Lakers roster.
Momo.
Greg.
Who are Anthony Davis and Malik Monk?
There you go. Bergman takes the lead.
Too fast, Greg. Too fast.
Very quick. Number four. You're supposed to do this before you leap.
Momo.
Greg.
Momo.
What is look
is correct. Yes. Good jump.
Ooh. This is close.
This is close.
I'm out.
I'm moving around. I'm dancing.
Laura's struggling.
I'm moving.
I'm bouncing. I need to get up. Maybe that's what it is.
You got to stand up, Laura. Come on.
Got to get the Momo dance going.
Momo is
Number
dancing.
Number five. He is the former Treasury Secretary whose face is found
on
Momo.
Who is Alexander Hamilton?
Yes. Whew. The full question was going to be, he's the former Treasury Secretary whose face is found on the $10 bill.
I knew that.
Who is also the subject of the hit musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
I would have gotten that part.
Yeah, me too.
Momo 3, Bergman 2. Laura, you have to score number 6.
Are you feeling the pressure, Greg?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to go, though. I got this.
Let's go.
Once Thanos got hold of these.
Greg.
Greg.
What are the Infinity Stones?
The Infinity Stones.
I was never going to get a chance at that.
My mic fell.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. You weren't going to get it anyway.
Yes, I was. I'm a Marvel freak, bro.
Oh, man.
He killed half the people on the planet with a snap of his fingers. Yes, when he had the Infinity Stones.
Don't write any Marvel things in there, Maze. I'm not going to get those.
Oh, I will get all of those. I will get all of them.
I don't know about that, but my mic did fall.
It's 3-3.
Not really.
Stop breaking stuff.
Is for everything.
Now let's go, Momo. Come on.
This Los Angeles Ram returned to the field on Sunday.
Greg.
Greg.
Who is Cam Akers?
Yeah, and Bergman takes the game.
Go.
Yes, who returned to the field just 5 months after tearing his Achilles. Bergman with
I'm
the
shutting
win.
My mic off now.
I'm upset about that Malik Monk one, that Kentucky one.
Nice
he
job,
did. He
Bergman.
Did get it in faster. He
Thank
did. Cannons, I know. Man. He was faster than me.
You were
and
right
he's at
there,
home,
Momo.
Too. There was
right
like, there's got to be a delay at home, too.
Mm.
Apparently, I don't have the Momo home delay.
No, no. I mean, that's impressive.
What if
I,
like, accidentally? No, I'm just kidding.
Let's do the tiebreaker real quick just for fun.
I blame Laura because you should have got the Avengers one and then
I know,
we'd be tied.
I know. That it was the mic.
Tie, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
It really was. Mm-hmm.
Here's the tiebreaker.
This is my only
if
chance to win.
If you combine the total points Malik Monk scored at Kentucky
all right.
with the total points Anthony Davis scored
oh, wow.
at Kentucky, what is the total closest without going over? Start with you, Momo.
All right. I will say 800.
800. Bergman.
Yeah, they probably I think Monk played two seasons. I'm going to say 801.
801. Laura.
What the? 799? I don't know. I'm
no,
not
go
good
above.
At these.
Say 802.
Oh. You two, no, she said 799 already.
I'm not good at these.
Say 802.
So you and Jorge can't get these.
This, by the way, 799, arguably the worst guess we've ever had.
I know. Like, you closed it without going over.
It had to be exactly
799
Oh, gotcha.
You either go one, one or
I never get these, okay? Leave the Mexicans out of it. We're not good at this.
Bergman with the tie. With the win, 801 carries the day. They scored 1,321 points. They were both there only for one season.
Yeah, only one season. I was thinking 20 points a game, 20 games, but it's
yeah,
probably
that's
more like
exactly
30 games.
That's exactly where I was going.
I was like 20
was
points a game, 20
thing.
Games, but I think it's more like 30 games, huh?
Yeah, because of went into the March Madness, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well.
Nice,
you
nice
win,
work,
Greg.
Bergman.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a lame voice I just did. I was trying to get
So, huge call of the day. It's Taco Tuesday. I'm sending a full taco dinner to somebody who gave the huge call of the day. Laura, were you able to locate that one thing I asked about?
No.
So Taylor our just winner.
Left. But it's not me. It's on Taylor.
It is on Taylor.
For our winner, so our winner for call of the day, I will send him a complete taco dinner for Taco Tuesday, is Jason from La Puente. Jason, congratulations. I've got your phone number. I will be calling you in just a couple of minutes to get your address. Because that's how I roll.
Can you imagine just like...
Very nice, Mace.
Oh, Taylor, you're here. He's here. He just came back. You might have to buy two dinners, Mace. Do you got the address for the other guy?
He has his phone number.
Yeah, he has his phone
number.
You
got his phone number? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's I'm here. Also going to send taco dinner to Mark in Thousand Oaks.
I like his voice. And I'm also...
And I'm also...
Hey, it's, you know, go big.
So
maybe it just
Mark
means you don't do like
Thousand
as much.
Oaks
don't send
Jason
a margarita with
La Puente.
It.
I love, by the way, the story that Mark told about going to he was at a park, I think in Thousand Oaks or Woodland Hills, somewhere out there in the valley, and he saw OBJ running routes in the dark, and afterwards OBJ came up to him, talked to his, I think, 8-year-old kid, and was totally cool. Great story about OBJ. So Mark in Thousand Oaks also gets taco dinner.
That's really nice of you, Mace. How big are we going on this dinner? Are you just going to find like a local restaurant?
For each one, yeah. I'll find a local restaurant for each one. And tomorrow's Wing Wednesday.
What kind of wings? From what establishment?
No, we're not doing wings. I only have so much cash.
We're buying two taco dinners now.
Yeah, two taco dinners.
See, Taylor, I could have gotten wings tomorrow. Damn you.
Damn you. All right.
Okay.
By the way, last night watching the national championship game, what I was thinking was Georgia and Alabama are so much better than everybody else. Aren't they?
They're so much better, but I still want an 8-team playoff because it's like all those bowl games are stupid to me. There's no reason for them to exist. Nobody wants to play in them. It's like a month after the season. Nobody wants to go to them. We need an actual tournament-style playoff.
Cash, money.
I'm completely in favor of an eight-team tournament.
Yeah.
And I think each of the Big Five conference champions should be in the tournament.
Because right now, with the NIL laws where everybody's getting paid, like, it's going to create the haves and the have-nots. You either have big boosters who can spend, or you don't. And it's just going to be the same school spending of the same big money on the five stars. And it's going to get even worse.
But you know what I'm saying? They were so much better. Like, the idea that Michigan or Cincinnati beating them, that was laughable.
Yeah, I'd rather not have even played those games.
Yeah, not even. But good for Georgia. I was glad to see Nick Saban lose. Actually, I thought Nick Saban did it in a very classy way.
He was likable last night. He was
likable after the loss. Yeah.
I think he knew, like, his receivers got hurt. They didn't have a chance. Once the two receivers got hurt, they couldn't throw the ball down the field. There was no running game. It was like, eh.
Yep. Okay, Momo, nice work today.
Thanks, Mace. I thought it was a good show.
Ireland is back tomorrow. Mason and Ireland coming up next for you is Sedano and Cap, my favorite show on the station.
Really?
710 ESPN.